A restaurant's website is an extension of the brick and mortar location. It is your digital footprint. It is the real estate that you hold on the internet. And the internet, obviously, is where people go to find things, right? We don't have people walking around the way that they used to. They get in cars, they drive through, they work from home. They're not passing by and discovering places. What they do is they discover things, but differently than they did 10, 20, 30 years ago, right? Your website has to be dialed in. Today, we got a shorty episode. We're going to talk to you about how to perform a tune-up on your website, all of that on today's episode of Restaurant Strategy.
There's an old saying that goes something like this. You'll only find three kinds of people in the world. Those who see, those who will never see, and those who can see when shown. This is Restaurant Strategy, a podcast with answers for anyone who's looking.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. My name is Chip Close. This is Restaurant Strategy. We do two new episodes every single week, over 400 episodes to date. We are just about to celebrate 6 years of this podcast. The success of this show is due to you. You are here because you want to level up, because you want a more profitable, more sustainable business, and that is great. I travel all around the world giving keynotes and talks on profitability, on marketing, on leveling up your restaurant. I wrote a book. It's called The Restaurant Marketing Mindset. You can get that book absolutely for free. Two ways to do it. You can find the link in the show notes. Go click that, get the book for free. You just have to pay shipping. Or you go to our Instagram page, so at Restaurant Strategy, and just send us a DM with the word book, B-O-O-K. We've got an automation set up. The automation will respond to you with the link of how to get that book absolutely free for anybody in the United States. We cannot ship it internationally, unfortunately. It is available on Amazon to buy. It's available on Kindle and Audible. If you prefer the audio book, all of that is on Amazon. But if you want a free copy, if you're in the United States, if you're a restaurant owner, grab the book. It's called The Restaurant Marketing Mindset. Again, there's a link in the show notes, or you can go to our Instagram page at Restaurant Strategy and just send us a DM with the word book. The automation will take it over from there. Now, are you ready to revolutionize the way you run your restaurant? Unlock the power of data to optimize your restaurant operations with Avero, the trusted technology partner for over 40,000 hospitality professionals worldwide. Avero understands restaurant operations. They have a data-backed answer for every F&B challenge and are focused on delivering the right answers to the right people at the right time. With Avero, you can make better, faster, and more profitable decisions. You can drive customer traffic, you can increase check average, and ensure a consistent guest experience across all of your locations. Are you ready to drive more sales by leveraging the industry's best-kept secret weapon? Unlock your restaurant's full potential today. Get started for free and transform your business by visiting averoinc.com. AVEROINC.com. For what it's worth, this is the OG software. I have used this software for the better part of 20 years. It is absolutely crucial in any business. You can slice and dice the numbers in so many different ways and actually make more tactical, proactive decisions on your business. Again, averoinc.com. That link, as always, is in the show notes. Now, we're talking about how to level up your restaurant website. Let's first start here. You absolutely need a website for your restaurant. There are very technical reasons why you need that. But if you're just directing people to your Facebook page, if you're directing people to a Slice page, wherever you're directing it to, it's not good enough. You need a website. Now, you don't have to spend a ton of money on websites. There are great platforms out there like PopMenu that can help you build a really beautiful dialed-in website. I think there are things you need. I think there are things you don't necessarily need. I think a company like PopMenu really helps you take it to the next level. I think they will help you do so much of the things we're talking about here. But whatever decision you choose to do, let's be clear, to start this conversation, you absolutely need a website for your restaurant. You can't direct people to Facebook. All you're doing is giving all the love and the traffic to Mark Zuckerberg. And you can't go to Slice. Slice is not your home. Slice is another company. And you may have representation there. You might have a landing page there. But Slice gets all the attention and the traffic. Traffic matters for sites like Google. Google measures traffic. So when we talk about how to dial in the website, really what we're talking about is how to dial in SEO. And we're going to have a whole separate episode about Google, Bing, SEO, how to perform better, how to shoot up higher in relevant search results. We're going to talk about that in a couple weeks. Today, it's really about how to dial in the website. Just trust me that this is what you need. Again, this is going to be a shorty episode. I'm going to share a couple of tips. We got another word from our sponsor, and then I'm going to share a couple more tips, okay? So here, first and foremost, go to MightyQuinnsBBQ.com. It's a barbecue brand that started here in Manhattan, has now spread out far beyond New York City. Their website is dialed in so tightly that I always tend to point to it, right? The other one you can look at is Chipotle if you want to look at the other end of the spectrum, right? So Mighty Quinn's does so many things right, and you see Chipotle on a much higher level with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of locations. You want to see the difference? You want to see how they apply the ideas? Just go check it out. So what you'll notice if you're at MightyQuinnsBBQ.com, if you're on desktop, you see the logo in the upper left, a call to action upper right, and then another call to action, right? They've got like a slogan and a call to action center, right? You'll see it's a little bit different on mobile, but just as clear. Who are they? What do they want you to do? This is really crucial. We have to start the conversation here, right? Who's visiting your website? Where did they come from? What do they already know about you? What do they still need to know about you in order to take the action you need them to take? What happens is most restaurants are not thinking through that entire sentence, right? Who are these people? Where did they come from? What do they already know about you? What do they still need to know about you in order to take the action you need them to take? What happens is you have to start at the end. What do you want them to do? For all restaurants, 99.99999% of all restaurants, you want people to do one of two things. Place an order online, meaning give me money now, or make a reservation, also known as make an appointment to give me money later. Most restaurants, 99.99999% of all restaurants, are trying to get users to do one of those two things. Place an order or make a reservation. Don't get cute with it. You pretty much want one of those two things. Now, let's say you take reservations and you do a lot of catering. You can do a secondary call to action. Fine. There's a website called Enjoy Pure Food and Drink. It's a P3 member, and they do this really well. You'll see the secondary call to action. By the way, all these links are in the show notes, so you don't have to fish around for them. You can just click that link. So Mighty Quinn's Barbecue, Chipotle, Enjoy Pure Food and Drink. Those are the three that I'd like you to think about just at this early point, right? Am I where I thought I was going? That's what the logo, that's what clear branding does. And what do they want me to do? Now, it's not to say the user won't navigate around and check other things out. Look at your menu, check out your story, et cetera, et cetera. But you want to be very careful about sending people to too many places that are non-revenue generating. So if you've got a menu page, and perfect example here, if you look at like Chipotle, like they don't have a page to just view their menu. You can view their menu on their online ordering portal. What happens is you're that much closer to the checkout counter. They've gotten you that much closer to giving them money. That, in my opinion, is a really good idea, right? If you're going to have an about page with your story about the founders and the chef and the accolades and all that, fine. But throughout that page, you should have calls to action that says, now that you learned all about our accolades, are you ready to book a reservation? Now that you're viewing our menu, here's how you book a reservation. Basically, it's saying, right, what do they still need to know about you in order to take the action you need them to take? So if they need to know what's on the menu, fine, but then make sure it's very easy for them to take the next step, even right there on that page. So right at the start of this conversation, those are the things we have to agree on. If your website is lacking any of the stuff that I talked about so far, now's the time to hit pause and go fix those things. Either fix them yourself, call your webmaster, whoever built your website, and fix them. It's too easy to create a really good, slick, functional website in the year 2025 and beyond. That's where we start the conversation. More tactical tips in just a few minutes after a word from another one of our sponsors. Now, Sterling Douglas is the co-founder and CEO of a company called Chowly. Chowly does so much for this industry, and I want you to hear a little bit from Sterling.
In the last few years, restaurants have faced massive changes. Labor costs, food costs, rent, even payment processing costs are up so much that price increases alone can't cover it. And at the same time, their customers are demanding a whole new way to interact digitally. And that's now a requirement to survive, let alone thrive. To their credit, restaurant operators have been resilient. They've survived pandemics, inflation, regulatory environments, and more. They've added the tablets, put out the QR codes, took reviews seriously, and their reward? A disjointed collection of tech that doesn't talk to each other and is impossible to manage. I've listened to hundreds of operators tell me the same story with the same problems, and that's why we came out with the Chally platform. One place to manage everything outside of your four walls. Just like everything built at Chally for our 17,000 restaurants, integrations and connections are at the heart of everything we do. It starts with your digital storefront. Your website has two jobs: more traffic, more orders. By connecting to Google Business Profile and your point of sale, we get that done for you. Digital marketing? We'll manage your paid ads, emails, and social posts. We'll help you win the hyperlocal knife fight to maximize your sales. We measure everything, so you know exactly where your orders are coming from. Marketplace, email, website, ads, app, all in one place. Chally gives you more orders by ensuring your entire digital storefront is optimized with the data you already have, more time by using our knowledge and a done-for-you experience, and more control by managing it all in one place. The Chally platform isn't just a tool. It's a partner in running a more successful and profitable restaurant.
If you want to learn more about Chally, go find the link in the show notes. Okay, so now we're talking about restaurant websites, right? Talked about, first and foremost, you need a restaurant website. That's for very technical reasons. I think it's a good idea anyway, but for very technical reasons that have to do with searchability and discoverability, you need a website. So if you're just pointing people to your Facebook page, just pointing people to your Slice page, it's not good enough, not in the year 2025 and beyond. When you get to your website, you have to answer that question. Who's coming to my site? Where do they come from? What do they already know about me? What do they still need to know about me in order to take the action I need them to take? And then you've got to build your website that makes it really obvious and easy for them to take the action you need them to take, which is usually to place an online order or to book a reservation. In very rare occasions, you'll have two calls to action where you want them to make a reservation or book catering, let's say, right? Because maybe 30 or 40% of your revenue comes from catering. Then fine, yeah, I'd make that really easy to find. But for the most part, the main call to action should be either order online or make a reservation. Now, let's talk about the whole rest of your website. Here's some do's and don'ts. Your social media icons, right? The links to your social media pages need to, in essence, be hidden. They should be there, but you know the best place for them? Is way at the bottom in your footer or your secondary navigation. They do not need to be in your main navigation. They don't need to be at the top of your website. Certainly don't need to be in the top right corner because that's like prime position. That's why most great websites put a call to action there, the main call to action right there in the upper right. So on desktop, you don't need it there. On mobile, you just want it hidden. Think of it this way. Your social media platforms, your social media pages are like UFOs you send out into the galaxy to collect information or humans and bring them back to the mothership. Your website is the mothership. We never send things from the mothership out to the UFOs. We only send the UFOs out to gather stuff and bring it back to the mothership. So you are gathering users, potential diners on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, on LinkedIn, wherever you're collecting them, and sending them back to your mothership, back to your website. We do not go the other way. You know why? Because they can't spend money on Facebook. They can spend money on your website. Can't book a reservation on Instagram. They got to come back to the website to make a reservation. So we have to think about what we want people to do and then build our site to make that as easy and frictionless as possible. Do not send traffic away. Likewise, you don't need 1,000 pages, right? Here's a really good example. When you go to Mighty Quinn's, you'll see there's a main navigation across the top. Very limited options, and they're almost all revenue generating. The exception to that is the menu, which is, you know, what people want to, they want to know if there's stuff that they like. That helps them determine whether they're going to go eat there. But then all the way at the bottom in the footer, there's a secondary navigation where you see the contact page, the employment, you know, the careers page, the privacy policy, gift cards, all that other stuff is down there. Most people are not going to your website to find gift cards. They're going there to order online, figure out where you are, figure out what you serve, or to make a reservation. So you can have that other stuff, but man, you got to sort of hide it. That's not really what you want people to do. Likewise, you don't need 1,000 pages. Like, you don't need a gallery page, a page just dedicated to pictures and videos. Nope. In the year 2025 and beyond, your website should be covered, plastered with photos and videos all over the place. So you should be telling your story visually on every single page. You don't need to put all of those images on one page. It's an absolute waste. Unless you're a photographer, unless you're an artist where you want a gallery page to show your work, it's useless. You want to show your food and your beverage and your space and your people and, you know, your happy guests on every page of your website. You don't need one page where, you know, dedicated to all that stuff. And the same thing with the about page. And there's a lot of back and forth about this. There's a lot of dissension. I sort of hate about pages, but then I talk to people who say they're really important. So, okay. But if you have an about page, it should be short, sweet, to the point, and it should be littered with calls to action so that somebody learns about the founders and then, here, make a reservation. You talk about the accolades, and then boom, doesn't that make you want to dine here? If you're going to take somebody to a place that's non-revenue generating, there better be ways to get them to a place that is revenue generating. You do not need 1,000 pages. You need just a couple. Just a couple is crucial. You don't want to take people too many places where they can't give you money. And then tuck all the stuff in the footer. On your website, you should be utilizing the pop-up feature. If you don't use it because you think it'll annoy people, it won't. They're used to it. They'll just X out of it if they don't want the thing that's popping up. But there are plenty of people that when you put something in their face will go, oh, I didn't know you guys were doing Mother's Day brunch. Oh, I didn't know you guys had a dinner for Father's Day. Oh, I didn't know you offered gift boxes or gift cards or whatever it is. Just hit people with it. And it's a great place to capture email addresses. On your website, there should be several points where you are collecting email addresses. On a contact page, in the footer page, in the footer of your website, and probably on a pop-up. You should always be collecting people's information. And again, make it really easy for them to do the things you need them to do. In your main navigation bar, here's another tip. Don't have the home button. Everyone knows in the year 2025 and beyond, that when you click the logo, it takes you back to the homepage. You don't also need a home. It's wasted real estate. It's one more thing for people to read that doesn't actually get them to where you want to get them to, which is to start their order or to make a reservation. That's it, guys. That's the beginning of this conversation. A lot of your website is closely connected to your SEO ranking. Like I said, we're going to talk about that in a little bit, in a couple of weeks, so stay tuned. But this is how we do a slight tune-up on your website. I talk about this in my book as well. Again, I talked about this at the top. I'll remind you again. If you click the link in the show notes, you can get my book for free. You just pay shipping, available to anybody in the United States. Or you can go to our Instagram page, at Restaurant Strategy. Send us a DM with the word book, B-O-O-K. We have a ManyChat automation set up. So the computer will automatically send you the link where you can go get your copy. One thing I neglected to mention earlier, I'll mention now, is that when you order a book that way, it also comes with a free month of our membership site. So we have a membership site called Restaurant Foundations. It's regularly $97 a month. You get a free month as soon as you order the book. So all of the online content there is meant to complement the ideas and the insights in the book. You can cancel at any time. So what I recommend is like go in, dive in, take advantage of all of the material that's on there. We are always adding new stuff. So obviously, I hope you stick around and get the new content we add every single month. But even if you don't, if you just want to cancel the before your 30-day mark, fine. Go in there, you know, devour all the stuff, get all the downloads for free, and then just cancel. It's totally fine. Again, we do that because the content is meant to complement the ideas and the insights in the book. The first module of the online course, for example, tracks identically with the first part of the book, The Restaurant Marketing Mindset. That's it. Again, you can go in the show notes or you can go to our restaurant strategy page on Instagram, DM us the word book, and you can get the link to get the book for free. As always, appreciate you guys being here each and every week. Thank you very much, and I will see you next time.